Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to an encore presentation of Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show, and join us next week for a brand new episode.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
The OJ's biggest hit, that is Love Train. You're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. And this episode is songs that are 50 years old. Yes, all of these songs came out in the early 70s and are all part of the fabric of popular culture as we know it today. Love Train hit number one on the charts and was there for a couple weeks. The OJ's are certainly one of those groups that you got to check out if you're into that funk, soul, R&B scene of the 70s. Another band that fits into that genre, but also is partially outside of it, a little bit of rock and roll too in their vibe, War. We've got the Cisco Kid coming up, a song actually written about a TV show and the story of a Mexican cowboy. Willie Mitchell, Call of the Moose, will be also coming up on the Jukebox show here. This particular song was released back in the early 70s and is now on a collection of songs called Native North America Volume 1, and it has been recognized by the Grammys. Willie Mitchell was born in New York State and is of Mohawk and Algonquin descent, and here he is. He's coming up on the show with a song called Call the Moose. Before that, we've got Gladys Knight and the Pips with Midnight Train to Georgia, a great song that I remember listening to growing up. In 1999, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. We also have something from one of the most influential artists of the 20th century. Although he was only in the public eye for about 5 years, so half a decade, Jimi Hendrix is still considered one of the greatest guitar players and writers of all time. Here's a song that doesn't get a lot of airplay, but a song that I really dig. It's called Bleeding Heart. This is Jimi Hendrix on the Jukebox.
Behind I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine. But he so found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no. So he pawned all his hopes. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said he would. I'm always leaving. On that midnight train to Georgia.
On that midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back to find.
Ooh.
A simpler place and time.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
The name of the song is Call of the Moose. Listen to the older folks, to what they have to say. And I listen to the waterfall begging for another day. And I listen to an eagle cry dying high in the sky. And I listen to the call of the moose as she lays down to die. Don't you know you gotta let him be? Don't you know, can't you see? I listen to the man of the law, I listen to his way. And I listen to a crack of a gun, and I'm the one that had to pay. And I listen to the Ojibwe chant and to the drumming of the Cree. And I listen to the cry of the people dying of mercury. Don't you know we gotta let him be? Don't you know? Whippoorwill, the crickets are all in tune. And I listen to a dying tree and to the whistling of a loon. And I listen to a howling wolf echo throughout the night. And I listen to a bark of a seal, and he's just a buddy sight. Don't you know, you gotta let him be? Don't you know, can't you see? Don't you know, you gotta let him be? Can't you see?
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.